every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
That's right, we've got a lot of shows on. We've got a lot of news shows, political shows, talk shows, food, wine, travel shows. Only one important sports show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Fred Dreyer Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. Two producers on this show, Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, but the star of the show, the one and the only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well, Mike. The question is...
Yes.
We're moving towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
What's your prognosis?
Well, the prognosis is it's the holiday season. We're in Hanukkah, moving into Christmas. I got some Christmas coffee here. I've outfitted the studio with Christmas cups. Hope you're using one of them so that you can be looking at maybe Santa Claus, Christmas trees, or whatever. Corey, make sure he has one of those, will you?
You got a nice hat on, too, Mike. I like that.
Thank you. That's good.
Aren't you cold up there?
I've got the cheer on. I'm Chris Kringle. I'm ready to thank you, JD, for helping me out and finding that hat for me. You're the best. So one nice thing you could do, since the Baltimore Ravens stink these days and I keep picking them.
Well, we don't want to start off with that. Let's warm up to that because they got.
All right, well,
we got to bury that story somewhere.
We got to bury it in the show. How's your week going, Fred Dreyer?
It's going pretty well. I've always liked this time of year.
Really?
Suddenly, you know, Halloween is here, which I loved as a kid.
I know you did.
And now that that's gone, we have to look forward to turkey and then more turkey and then the new year and drunk parents.
Christmas Eve.
Remember that?
Drunk
I used
parents.
To be thrilled because I said, I'm going to see my uncles and aunts just completely hammered.
How you doing, Fred?
Looking back?
Mike invited us down to the studio to say hello. Hello to you, Fred. This is Uncle Bill. And you're doing a good job on the radio show. I watched you on TV, Hunter. I've watched you play football. I really enjoy this radio show. So I sit back here and sit back in this, lean up against here and sit back here in this chair.
Can't get out of it.
Watch you do this.
Oh, wow.
It's the Fred Dreyer Show, everybody. Stay with us. Happy holidays. Fred will be right back with you after these important words.
Sober, I might.
Listen carefully. Important words.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just make cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan favorite cheddar or our bold new six pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at Harmony Cheese. Cheese.com with the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. And with the holidays around the corner, our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRNTALK. If you know the words, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Let's hear it, everybody.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, the one and only Fred Dreyer. This is a great time of year, Fred, because there's a lot of college bowl games going to be coming up. There's a lot of NFL action. I mean, Christmas Day alone, it's going to be a viewer's delight here. They've got the Cowboys playing the Washington Commanders, the Detroit Lions playing the Vikings, Corey's Denver Broncos going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's just coming up on week 17. We haven't gotten through these next few weeks. It's quite the football time. Did you play on Christmas Day in the past when you were with the Rams or with the New York Giants, Fred?
Of course.
What was that like, sitting there with
what
no presents?
What's that like?
Well, no presents. You got to go out there and just throw a football around. No hot toddies.
It's a football game. You know, you go home, you turn it on, and there's Pat Summerall and Frank Gifford.
That's good.
Everybody else that you saw on the bus the night before. Mm-hmm. And you get out there and you play, and you get on the bus and get your ass home.
Who was your favorite? You liked Howard Cosell, as I recall.
Well, I enjoyed Howard. You know, I tell you, we were neighbors, but it goes beyond that. He was. I think he made the broadcast more exciting and better, and he was always on the edge of saying something fabulous that I thought was hilarious.
I know. He's pretty good. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. Our flagship station, 790 KBC in Los Angeles. We're on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, XM Sirius app, 967 radio stations around America, crntalk.com on the radio, on the internet. And don't forget our podcast. This show is turned into a podcast immediately when it finishes. You just go to your favorite podcast platform and search The Fred Dreyer Show. It comes right up. up. You can listen to it. Or, better yet, dial #250 and hit send on your smartphone. When the call is answered, they'll say, what are the keywords? You say, find my podcast. They'll ask you which one. You say, the Fred Dreyer Show. It'll send a link to your phone. You can listen to the show over and over again. Now, seems to be a little problem with your ex-team here, the Rams. While doing pretty well and coming back and, you know, getting a pretty good game going and Puka Nacoa igniting a lot of plays on the field. Apparently, Corey Marino, he ignited some locker room drama. What happened here?
Yeah, so he the league is getting younger and younger, so now everybody has to be on the internet at all times and live streaming all they do. And so he brought up a live stream while they were in the locker room, which is a big no-no because people are in their private places and trying.
They're naked.
Most of the time they're naked, yes.
Yeah.
So he broke some rules of the team, and now we're waiting to see any potential consequences of those actions.
I mean, one of the players asked him if he was live streaming, and he said no. And he says, I know you're streaming because I'm watching it right now. I can see you're streaming, for God's sakes. So yeah. I know you didn't have the internet at that time, Fred, but did guys get on the telephone or something after a game?
No, none of that stuff. That's the furthest thing that anybody was thinking about. There wasn't any social consciousness of social media, you know, let's take a photograph of Jim over here while he puts his jock on, you know. That was the furthest thing from anybody's mind, you know, at least it was from mine.
You could get those autographed, though, Fred. You could have made some... Anyway,
Marlon Humphrey, he does one every time the Ravens win. He does one on the victory ride on the plane on the flight home, but never in the locker room.
But not in the locker room. Well, it's like, you know, and most of the teams have a no-no against that. And I don't know. It seems tell me I'm wrong here, Fred, but it seems as these players make more money, they get away with a lot more. And as things loosen up and there's social media, they're breaking rules left and right here. And I think you got to kind of hold things together on a team. You know, you don't want to tick off your fellow teammates here. That causes nothing but problems for the team to pull together as a unit.
Well, here's where your team leadership comes in. You either have a team that respects a standard. People don't want standards. They're making $50 million a year. What are you going to tell them?
Yeah.
You know, and it still flies in the face of what is the decent and common sense. And I can recall being in the locker room, hustling to get out of there, to get on the airplane. So, you know, you grab your seat and put your headphones on or whatever it is you want to do and go to sleep. And that was the feeling of most people. The card players sat in one part of the airplane and the non-card players in another. And so with that, you know, you have a mutual understanding, you know, and when the ding-ding goes off in the cabin and you're free to move about graciously, then you can decide to get up and either mingle or continue sleeping.
Yeah.
It's such a culture shift. I just want to add this real quick. I shared with Fred before we went on. I remember... You know, this was like 20-plus years ago when I was working in television. There were strict rules with the media, obviously, but players were very conservative. I know some were not, but most of them were. I always remember Dale Green of the Washington Redskins. He would not allow anyone to come near him until he was fully dressed. And somebody tried to record him once and ask him a question while he still had his shirt off. And he said, please, out of respect for my family and my wife, do not record this until I'm dressed.
Yeah.
So I can see players having an issue with it.
That's very reasonable, and that's probably the spirit in which everybody enters into that void, that world, and there was really nothing. Everybody, every once in a while, you know, they had a bad game or they have an injury or something, and they got a little bit of a problem with somebody. Then they take care of it before they get on the airplane. I've been on airplanes a couple of times when fights broke out.
Really?
Yeah, and then they quieted down, and it was you know, the thing you had to be concerned with is, you know, there's a drinker's flight, and those guys are the first ones to hit the airplane and grabbing not just two cans of beer, but six cans, putting it in their bag and taking it to the back. And then there's a nice surprise at the end of the, you know, takeoff. You've got empty cans flying around, and it's not a pleasant thing to have to be awakened by a 300-pound guy who's shit-faced.
How do they enforce that? I mean, is it the head coach that gets together and puts them together and says, "Hey, let's knock it off, guys.
All those guys are up
happen.
In the all those guys are in the front cabin, pretending to be asleep so they don't have to talk to anybody.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Or be responsible for discipline.
Yeah, or go back there and grab someone by the earlobe and say, "Sit down." Why do I have to sit down? Because I said so, that's why. Everybody is trying to hide away from the confrontation of people. You know, you lose a game, you're injured, like I say. You got six cans of beer in you before they even touch. Finish taking off at the tarmac.
I know we're running out of time here, but maybe when we come back, can something like this like cause a rift in the locker room that lingers, like the Puka Nacua thing? Can like that age gap?
Well, it's always that. You got drunk football players or people there who are got an attitude. That's always going to be the issue. But in those times, we never really thought about, hey, let's take a picture, take some movies, right, and then we'll put it up on the internet. Well, what the hell's the internet?
Yeah, wasn't around. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get some thoughts on it. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. This is the Fred Dreyer Show. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, before we move on here, who sang that song? Who's playing that music?
That's The Ventures.
That's good. I haven't heard that version yet.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
It's pretty good, yeah.
You get some things, a little surf sound to
You've done your homework, Mike. This is
Pulled them all. Corey got them out for us. And
good, Corey.
I let it play.
JD got them for us.
JD, Mike, one of the guys.
Somebody pulled it out. That's good.
And Mike,
we got any comments on our Facebook Live line there? Anybody commenting in here?
Jenny, just all the harem. The Hunter harem.
A lot of women listen to the show.
Rachel and Jenny, they're all saying hi and hello. Martine, Bailey.
Works for me is the site there on Facebook. Am I right? Works for me.
Yeah, works for me. His old, good old saying.
Has anybody noticed the different background? They know it's snowing out?
Yeah, it's chilly. They can tell by Santa Mike's hat.
Yeah, that's why I put the hat on.
I put it on because it was cold. It. A little cold on the old bean right there on the bald spot in the back. All right, let's talk about this Shedeur Sanders thing. I mean, he's been named the starting quarterback for the next three games at least. Corey, JD, he's going to play.
Yeah, for the rest of the season.
Seemed to do okay, but there's no win that came the way of the Cleveland Browns. And so are they gelling together, or is Shedeur Sanders working one way and the team working the other way? What's your guys' thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I thought this story was interesting because it was the comments that Shannon Sharpe, there was such a national uproar that they felt like he was being, you know, just not given a fair shot. And now he gets his shot due to injury and Joe Flacco being traded. And he's had, a seminal amount of success against the two bottom dwellers in the league and Oakland or Las Vegas and Tennessee, and now they've named him starter for the rest of the year. And Shannon Sharpe says, if I was Shedeur, I would just sit out. You know what? You've seen what I've done. You should have started me long ago. And I'll sit out. Now that they're actually facing four teams in a row that are in competition for the playoffs, so it's like it just seems like they just have this axe to grind as anti-Shedeur sentiment they would have put out there. And it doesn't make any sense, and they're not happy whatever happens. It's like Kevin Stefanski's in an impossible situation. No matter what he does, he can't win.
How did it get that way? How did a head coach find himself in this bear trap?
Yeah.
With veteran players and a rookie drafted fifth. From what I understand, piecing it all together, and I'm probably missing some spots here, but ownership wanted to draft him high. They liked him. But the coaching staff and the scouting department didn't. So here comes the draft, and him and Haw, and they wind up drafting him fifth, and he's not embraced by the actual on the field team membership. So then the owner has to come in and say, well, we wanted to draft him number one, and we think he's great. And there was a separation for several months while they went into training camp. There were several months where there wasn't a cohesive togetherness between scouting, players, the player representatives, and everything else, because the press knew that the front office wanted him. But they also knew that not to undermine or start anything. They also knew that the scouting department didn't. So here's where they've got, you know, put him in there. Okay, we're going to put him in, and let's see if he can respond or not. If he does, then the ownership looks great. And there's an embarrassment look, smirk on the scouting department and the coaching staff. So now here we are. Now they've come out and said we don't want any weekly problems. So we're going to name him the starter for the next four games.
And
who are they now? Well, let's see: Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals. Those are the people that are coming up on the schedule. And there's not too much you can do to sidestep yourself if you're a young quarterback on these. These guys got tough defenses. These guys,
yeah.
And
other than the Bengals, yeah.
Yeah, other than
they've been
Bengals.
Doing better.
But they have a real tough road ahead of them, not only on the field of players, but and finding a quarterback, but they also have a real strong problem of the separation of togetherness, front office, scouting, coaches, and ownership.
Make up your mind. It is, once again, Fred, it's who's leading the squad? Where's the leadership?
Well, that's it. I mean, the players are kind of out of the loop.
You know what? It kind of ties into the Puka story, because Shedeur Sanders and his hype is a product of that society that we're so tied into social media and all the hype just in the media in general that wasn't there. It didn't exist in your day. So a player like that would not have come with all this celebrity hype beforehand, because even somebody like his father wouldn't have had the same type of acclaim like that Deion did. You know what I mean? It's like he wouldn't have the same hype if social media and everything has overhyped him and give everyone a platform to continue elevating him to a status of perception into his abilities beyond what they are, at least in the opinions of the coaching staff and scouts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take it one step farther. You got a team that's looking for a backup quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts been having a pretty good year, but what's his name is out with Achilles tendon. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, Daniel Jones. Yeah,
he suffered a season-ending Achilles injury. So, hey, Fred, I'm telling you, you can get re-signed here and make a few bucks. Phillip Rivers, who hasn't played since, 2020, has made a decision to sign with the Colts, wants to capitalize on his bonus time, end of quote, in the NFL, and come out of retirement. What do you think about this one?
Well, look, it's foolish to expect a guy to be ready to start and to jump in and do that. I don't hold much. I think they're grandstanding at this point in time because they need somebody right in the number two spot. They got another backup that is ready to play, and they're going to stick him in there. If he goes down, then all bets are off. But for the most part, you know, they're just saying, hey, look, Rivers can run this offense for the next 3 weeks because there's four games open now, and by the time they got Rivers up, propped up and ready to roll, they've got three games left. So they figure they can get three games out of him before they get Oops, that's my phone.
These dogs out of his head.
Dang dogs.
It sounds like a movie script, though, right? Like, if he were to come out, he's got his 10 kids at home watching. He's coaching high school football. They're all cheering on their high school coach if he were to get in and start playing. I mean, that's what movies are made of. So, who knows? Maybe get some beneficial calls to, like, get the engine going.
You think?
Well, some people are saying the extra kids he had in those 5 years are the reason he had to come back. He had to
get out of the house.
Get out of the house and get some more of that money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, Philip Rivers is older than 12 current head coaches, like Kellen Moore, Mike McDonald, Ben Johnson, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell. The list goes on and
his
on.
His own
on.
Coach.
His own coach.
Oh, yeah.
His own coach.
How does his own coach handle that when you got somebody that's, you know.
Well, he's the one who called him, right?
Yeah.
Steichen.
Yeah, and it's crazy. There's been four other quarterbacks that have played at 44. George Blanda, Warren Moon, Vinny Testaverde, and Tom Brady.
He had to be a little inspired by Joe Flacco because they're very similar. Statuesque quarterbacks, stay in the pocket. And he's like, hey, if Joe can do it, I'm only a couple years older. Probably, well, maybe had a statistically better track record. He never won a Super Bowl like Joe did.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback. But, it'll be fun to watch.
Last time Philip Rivers threw a pass, Jared Goff was a Ram. Baker Mayfield was the Brown savior. The list goes on. Justin Fields was launching the famous touchdown at Clemson, you know, and Kyle Pitts was set to take over the universe. And I tell you, the list goes on and on and on. So we'll see what happens if things can get together. It's just makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah, the crazy part is if he plays, they will reset his 5-year clock with the Hall of Fame.
So he'll be able to get in the Hall of Fame, possibly.
No,
right?
No, he'll have to wait 5 more years for the clock to stop because you have to be out of the league for 5 years for you to get inducted.
So he should come in and do some really weird, good stuff, right?
Just get a little extra for the extra resume. Touch.
One thing I do like about it is he could care less about his Hall of Fame eligibility. That's going to reset that clock, and he was eligible to go in right now, which he's a semifinalist.
Yeah.
Hey, the cash will help him. I'm sure even if he's getting some minor-style cash, it's more money than he made when he was playing in 2020. Don't you think?
Probably.
Maybe. But Fred, in the Hall of Fame, you can get money for your signature, especially when you're in the Hall of Fame.
Shoot up, Fred. I'm telling you. It's a chance for you to get back in there.
Yeah, I need to pick up some extra cash.
You know, I think that'd be good.
This is really... this is another total topic we have to cover one of these days. Yeah. The destruction...
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get 2 free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pumpkin pie.
You will get a sentimental feeling.
Christmas music hand-picked today by Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer on The Fred Dreyer Show. Nice picks on the show today, I'll tell you that, Fred. Brenda Lee there with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, she sounds young.
Yeah, one of my all-time faves, I'll tell you that much. You know, let's go with what you talked about there just before the break there, Fred.
What's that?
They're destroying college football. This name, image, likeness crap that's going down right now. It's like, you know, now they got... what's happening here, Corey, in this story where Utah is close to finalizing a private equity partnership in college sports? Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so basically Utah, the university is trying to get financially backed by these private equity firms, so basically they can use their money to bring in players through NIL, and then the deal would benefit the equity firms because they're mostly in sports equity, and like you're under contract, the people that sign NIL contracts get under contract with them, and it's just another money-making scheme.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll stop right there for a minute.
Yeah.
From my understanding, and it goes in and out, you know, the complaint originally was the NC2A was having a difficult time monitoring people giving players money on the side.
Yeah.
And so what they said, we got to get these kids. The biggest gripe and complaint the kids have is, you know, if their neighbor buys them a ham sandwich, they can be suspended. So there was some real chicken rules and regulations that proved that the NC2A was incapable of figuring out the matrix. So as long as you have the system of bowls, as long as you have a bowl system structure, and the way that players intermingle with that, didn't show that the NC2A was capable of handling everything. They had a bunch of legislators and regulators and government types who didn't know anything at all about football. And so what they wind up doing is they say, okay, we're going to get together, and they did it within about 2 weeks period of time. And that was, they completely came in and said, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to invent a new way of getting these kids, you know, these poor kids who don't have any money, and which was a joke, and it's even further now. They're making more money by hopping around from team to team in the face of saying we don't have enough money for lunches, and we have a You know, when I was in school, we had they had gave us $500 a semester plus the option of a job that you could go and make make some money on, and then a summer job, and then a holiday job, such as the holidays that are coming up now. So they piece it together that way. Well, that was in 1967 when I was in college. And so now what you wind up getting and fighting with is the common sense factor doesn't exist in college football.
No.
And they don't know what they're doing. They're just stupid, and but they're in charge, and they draw a salary, and so now you're stuck with overcorrecting.
Yeah,
and that's what the INL, all this other crap is.
Name, image, likeness.
It's all over steering.
Overcorrect.
You know, it's like trying to put the Queen Mary in a slip so you can go skiing in the morning. You know,
I'm telling you, it's like they had the structure there. It's college. Award scholarships, for God's sakes, if you want to build up a team. Have different teams can go out and get scholarships and try to build up their programs. But they've gone now with this name, image, and likeness stuff. It's out of control. They threw the leagues apart. There's no Pac-10 anymore. It's now the Pac-2. I mean, what about the structure of who is the best national championship teams? What a joke that is. The guys still vote on it. And I see, well, this guy, he got some good wins, and this guy's got good wins. Let's make this the championship game. There's no structure to it, and they're just giving money away and throwing at it. And you know, Pete Carroll saw it. He just decided to dump out of it because he couldn't turn his head and say, I don't know anything about it. He saw it happening right before his very eyes.
So yeah, well, exactly what happened to the SEC.
Yeah.
All those teams, all
yes.
The greatness of these teams have now been watered down, and there's nobody in control. And now they're trying to figure out, well, gee, do we need to have regulation? Well, you've got millions of dollars, you know, being perpetrated by a guy who runs a gas station down there, but he's a strong alum, and he says, you know, I like Mississippi. I like the teams a lot, and so I want to donate money so the kids won't starve over the Christmas vacation. And so you wind up, sitting here trying to solve this thing. I watched the opening season of the football season here 8, 10, 12 weeks ago.
Oh, Texas versus Ohio State.
Yeah, Texas opens up at
Ohio State,
and nobody knew what to say. You know, there's two of five top teams in the league, and they're opening up, and they couldn't answer. Well, who if this so and so wins, who's gonna play them in the bowl game?
Exactly. It's so confusing.
They don't know.
It worse.
It's just an embarrassment. You know?
They made it worse. At least there's some structure with the NFL and with Major League Baseball, and this is out of control.
Well, I tell you, if I were in a booth calling play-by-play or a commentator,
and
this subject came up,
yeah.
I'd go to my bag and I would pull out two hand puppets, and I would explain to the people through the hand puppets.
That's good. Thank you, Fred. We've been hiding here.
Hey, that's
bag.
Really some kind
Tell
of.
That, Fred.
What kind of a kick was that?
Yeah. Hey, Fred.
Okay, we did a whole show like that.
Let him do the money. The Fred Dreyer hand puppet show. Very nice. Let's look at baseball real quick here right now. We got to look at this. Dave Roberts said, we don't need any more help. And the next thing you know, Edwin Diaz signs a 3-year $69 million deal with the Dodgers joins that ace Tanner Scott in the bullpen.
Yeah, they're going to share, bench space.
Yeah. Has Tanner Scott won a game yet, Corey?
No, he didn't win many games for us. No. He was part of the people that blew 27 saves for the Dodgers last year.
Exactly. 27 saves blown last year for the Dodgers, I'm telling you. Here's another one. Here's a recording of one of those saves.
I know.
There it is. That was the 25th save that was blown.
But Edwin Diaz converted 28 of 31 last year. So yeah,
we'll see if
we can get those, that's 100. That's 100 in the bag already.
That's scary.
And what's with Pete Alonso? I thought he was like a fixture on the New York Mets, and he's jumped ship now. What? He made
he's
30
Baltimore.
Million.
Yeah.
Hit the New York my Mets. Phone was blowing up. JD. My sister, my uncle, my brother, my friends. I'm excited because we had a hole there. We lost Anthony Santander to the Blue Jays last year, and he did nothing for them. He got hurt this year, but he seemed like he might be a guy that might not take it elsewhere. But Alonso, I mean, he's a lefty. We're a lefty ballpark favoring home field, so it's a perfect fit. And if we can get even close to what his production's been the last 6 years, that's a huge hole in our lineup filled, and that'll give some protection to Gunner, all the other guys we got in that lineup.
Yeah, I read a stat that the Baltimore was the only team with no one with 20 home runs last year.
That's crazy.
Quite a few the year before. Dave Roberts is at the winter meetings. He says, as of now, he says Teoscar Hernandez is going to be their everyday right fielder. Mookie Betts is going to return to shortstop because he was up for a Gold Glove finalist. And he thinks he and Andrew Friedman and Brandon Gomes that they may not have to make a big splash there other than this huge deal for Edwin Diaz, but they might have Dalton Rushing play more time at first base to give Freddie Freeman some time off, and there you go.
We'll have to see because Freddie doesn't like any time off.
No, he likes to keep playing.
He'll play through injury. He'll do what he wants to be out there at all times.
You
got to
like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shohei Ohtani won the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year. Apparently, they're thinking the Dodgers of giving Shohei 6 to 8 days off between pitching starts. So how about that? It used to be like 3 or 4 days back in the good old Tommy Lasorda days. Now it's 6 to 8 days, Fred. What do you think?
That's a strategic number.
It is. Why is that?
Well, because they can push him out. With the staff, depending on how the staff is doing, they could push him out with all of the other guys who are on the bench rehabbing. They'll lose 3 or 4 days with the bullpen, and then when things are going great, they push it back out to 8 days.
Well, there you go.
It's an accordion. It's an accordion way of
accordion music
adjusting to. The type of schedule that you want.
And Shohei Ohtani's ex-translator is he's in that gambling scandal. And the guy, what's his name? Ibia Mizuhara is serving 57-month prison sentence.
I think that
stole
was...
$17 million. And Shohei goes, I don't know. I think Shohei understands more English than we think.
Shohei, I still haven't bought that thing yet. My one and only buddy, my money washer guy.
You bet the $1, I get you $3. And the chopstick.
They sent somebody down from the front office of where, I don't know, and they told the press, get off this case.
Yeah. That's it. All right, let's do some speed handicapping for week 15. Are you ready? The Raiders are going to be at Philadelphia. Fred, who do you think is going to take that game?
Raiders at Philadelphia?
Yeah.
How can I go against my Raiders? But I think the Phillies,
they'll
beat them 58-2.
I agree, Eagles.
Corey.
Yep, Eagles.
Corey, Chargers playing at Kansas City. Who do you like?
I like the Chiefs.
JD.
I think the Chiefs, too.
I like the Chargers. Fred.
I'm going Chiefs.
All right. Cleveland Browns at Chicago Bears. JD.
Chicago.
Corey.
Yeah, I'll go with Chicago as well.
I like Chicago. Fred.
That's at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago's at home.
I'll take the Cleveland Indians at home.
No, Cleveland's on the road. Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Fred.
Baltimore Ravens at where?
Cincinnati. Think about it. When we come back, we'll get your pick.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Christmas, happy holidays from all of us at the Fred Dryer Show. All right, Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Who do you like, Fred?
Fred, the Bengals playing the Ravens in Cincy. Who you like?
I'm going with the Ravens, and I say this because
I say it Yosemite Sam.
I say this because this kid Lamar has got to start breaking out. And they got to start using him. He's got to start running the ball and put pressure on defenses.
JD, your thought? Yeah.
I agree with Fred. I agree with Fred.
Corey?
Yeah, he needs to run, and I need him too. So Ravens all the way.
I go Bengals. New York Jets or the Jacksonville Jaguars. Corey?
I'll take the Jaguars.
I will too.
Yeah, Jaguars.
Fred?
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots. JD?
Buffalo.
Corey?
Buffalo.
Fred?
Pats.
I like the Pats, too. Arizona Cardinals at Houston Texans. I like the Houston Texans. Corey?
Yeah, if the Cardinals could get negative, I would give them negative, the Texans.
JD?
Houston.
Fred?
Houston.
Commanders at the New York Giants. Fred?
Commanders at the New York. I'm going Giants.
Me too.
Yeah, Giants.
It's going to be bad for their draft spot, but the Giants.
Indianapolis Colts and Seattle Seahawks. I like the Hawks. Fred.
Indianapolis. Oh, the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks.
I really hope they put Phillip Rivers out there with a weekend against the Seahawks defense, but it's going to be the Seahawks.
Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints, JD.
You know what? New Orleans.
Ooh.
Corey.
I'll go Panthers.
I like New Orleans. Fred.
Well, they surprised everybody last week, but I'm going with Carolina.
All right. Green Bay Packers at Denver Broncos. Corey.
Broncos.
I'm with you. JD.
I'm going to be the anti. I'm going to go to Green Bay.
All right, Fred.
Green Bay.
Tennessee Titans, San Francisco 49ers. Fred.
I'm going San Francisco.
Yeah,
me
Niners.
Too.
Yep, Niners.
Corey.
Niners.
Detroit Lions at the Rams. Corey.
I got the Rams.
Me too. JD.
Lions.
Fred.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I think they're hot and starting
Vikings
to move.
At Dallas. I'm going Dallas. Corey.
Dallas.
All right. Fred.
Dallas.
And the Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going Steelers. Fred.
I like the Dolphins at Pittsburgh.
I want to go Dolphins, but Steelers.
I like Dolphins as well.
See you next week on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for listening.